All right, here we go. Good morning. Brack, Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
Sorry, I was still muted. Again, everyone, go find us on Twitch. That's our new thing right now.
Is it?
I hope, man. I hope everyone, all the bosses see what we're doing. Like, we don't need to see it.
I feel like. You should have to pay for this.
Is that what it is?
You should have to pay for this.
You should have to pay me to look at it. That's just saying.
You know what? I already torture you with my voice every morning, right. But this?
You got to pay for it. That's different. That's the moneymaker right there, man. Come on.
You know?
Right there.
I'm just saying, you better enjoy it now.
Why, is it going to get worse? Is that what it is?
Well, I'm not getting any better looking.
That's true. Good point.
And you know what? I know that. Come on. Give me some of this.
I'm starting to do the winter beard. That's what I'm working on right now. And
now everybody's going to be able to see that you look like a piece of trash.
That's right. You can hear that I sound like a piece of trash, but now you can see I am, in fact, a piece of trash.
This does suck. So does this mean I got to shave every morning? I can't wear the robe.
First of all, buddy, shaving's like the last thing you got to worry about.
By the way, I'm wearing a hat every time. If you think I'm going to comb my hair for Zoom or for Twitch or whatever this is,
you didn't.
Fat chance.
You didn't respond to me saying that you don't need to worry about shaving with that thin little beard of yours.
Hey, now you can see what he's talking about.
Look at that. It's so tight. Look at how tight that is on the chin.
It's nice.
Really is that Joey Fatone? Oh, no, wait. That's just Hunter from the Plan B Morning Show. Yeah.
How do you get it that tight?
So tight. It just grows.
Twin blade.
No, it just grows in all douchey like that. Anyway, go find us on Twitch. Have a little fun with us, and you can look at our ugly mugs for a bit. Anyway, let's get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You're looking for a place to start a great career, room to grow, awesome starting pay, great benefits. Check out special-lite.com and get started on that new career today.
I'm going to be honest with you. What? I've been so focused on this damn camera. I don't even know what the topic is today. I really don't.
Let me help you out a little bit with it, because I'll be honest, I forgot what the topic was too.
So you're looking at the Facebook right now.
I'm looking at the Facebook, but I'm also... Okay, no, it's stupid question day today. That's what it is.
That's right. That's right.
And folks, that right there is also a quick little look into the fact that Hunter and I, like, we go blank during the show, all right? Mm-hmm. We go blank. We're not sure what we're talking about, and then we take a break. That's basically
There's no real direction. I mean, we have things we plug in. We got topic of the day. We got your WTF. But beyond that, it's not going to be said.
That's just to keep us in line, too, because if we didn't have, like, any set bits, forget about it. Like a drunk monkey. Anyway, it is Ask a Stupid Question Day today. So what's a stupid question that you have but you're too afraid to ask? All right? Boy. Maybe you've... just always wanted to know, but you're just not sure.
Stupid question, but let me think. Ladies, do you really think a penis is good looking? Because that thing is absolutely, it's weird. Is that a stupid question? I mean, do you really find that thing attractive? Come on.
I don't think that's a stupid question because, they're the ones that are looking at it. I know how it looks from this angle, right?
You know, and I'm not sitting here like looking in the mirror being like, that is a good-looking thing right there.
Yeah. But the ladies just look at it?
Do they just fake it?
Or guys? You know, fellas out there too? You know? Is it really like, man, that's what I want right there?
Like, hey, I got a question for God. Could you have made something just a little bit better looking? You know, like...
I don't know, sometimes...
You gave women all these beautiful parts.
Yeah, boobs, butts.
What, he just used the extra from them and...
Like, well, I got this weird little dangly thing right here. What should we do with it? You got God talking to the angels like, hey, what should we do with this thing right here?
Huh? I don't know. Put it in between his legs.
What about that? Kind of looks like a windsock. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's a stupid question that's fair to ask. That's fair to ask. Like, is that... Which one? Sometimes though, Hunter, let's be honest, okay, let's be honest. Sometimes though, maybe on a warmer day where you got a good hang, it's hot, so you got a little more hang to it than you normally would. Sometimes where I'm like, hey, fella,
summer wing.
Hey, handsome fella, look at you. You're looking sprightly. I don't know.
Even so, I don't think it's looking sprightly. I don't think that's the right word for it.
No.
No.
Maybe.
It's just a weird thing. That's a question I always had for the ladies. Like, do you really?
Good question.
Like, you know.
Can I give you?
Just pretending the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's great.
That's the answer. I think. You
know? Can I give you my stupid question that I'm too afraid to ask or I've been too afraid to ask? How does the mailman know the order to put them? Like, okay. So you got... Like, I know the route. Like, okay, you got to cover this. But it's just a big bag or boxes, and they're just driving up. They grab what they need. They throw it in there, and then they go.
It's all about prep, man. I know nothing about it, but I can tell you it's all about prep.
That's got to take so long, right? You know? I've always been intrigued. Like, I want to sit in a mail truck for just like a day because you know? They're so fast. They're so fast about it.
So our buddy, Ben, he's a UPS driver.
Yeah.
And I asked him one day, I was like, hey, well, how do you know where to go? Like, does the thing have a GPS and it gives you the fastest route? He's like, absolutely. He's like, before you even leave, you know where you're going to go. And it gives you the fastest way to get
okay, but you know, now, around. Before GPS. And I know not all the mail carriers got GPS, woo. Right?
Do you have a sense of direction? No?
Well, like, I feel like
the job for you.
If I was a mail carrier, like, all right, Brock, you got to do this for a day. I would just throw the mail in a dumpster and leave because no one would get their mail anyway.
Where this goes?
Like, this is, but they're so fast. Like, they whip up there in their little cars with the steering wheel on the other side.
Do they have a National Mailman Day? Because we need one of those.
I do believe so.
The more I think about it, I'm like, you know what? We talked about it the other day. Like, a letter you put in the big blue box. I just put it in that slot and just kind of hope it's going to make it to the to the address that's on the letter. You know?
We are putting a lot of faith in just dropping something off.
Here we go. Oh,
I hope this card gets to Nana. I don't know how any of this works.
Something's going to happen in the next few days. And within that time, that letter is going to make it to that destination somehow.
It's almost kind of like magic.
It is.
All right,
it's kind of magic.
It's like, oh, it disappeared. You Copperfield my mail. And somehow it ended up at Grandma's house for her birthday. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah,
and now you throw the 2-day thing in there.
In
2 days now. That's those, real magic.
Some of those warehouse videos, you're like, "There's no way. There's no way."
2 days, right to your door.
Crazy.
Magic happening somewhere.
So yeah, that's my stupid question: is mailman? How does mail work? I guess.
How do you do it?
You did. Get out of here. Get out of my.
Here's another question: do they always have to carry dog treats?
No, I mean I don't know. I don't know the tricks of the trade.
And that's like a real thing. I always thought that was like a thing in the movies, you know, the mailman running from the dog. But no, it's not. I'm like, man, pit bulls. Could you imagine?
I would just chuck the mail and be done with it. Like, no, I'm not walking up there. Tell you what, you come out in your yard, you pick up your scattered mail because I'm not going over there. Right?
You'd be a little satchel with dog treats. And it's like much like flares on a jet fighter.
Just get away from me. Open a little flap. All these dog treats fall out while you're running. Oh, God. Anyway, let's go to Facebook here on Ask a Stupid Question Day. What's a stupid question that you have, but you're too afraid to ask? Let's see. Jesse said, is there actually a word that rhymes with orange?
Did Eminem come up with one?
No, I think he just rhymed orange with orange. I think that's how he did it.
Is that what he did? Something with orange.
Does orange rhyme with orange? Is that a stupid question?
Orange.
Well, I'm going to Google this.
Just Google it. Yeah, that's a quick.
Okay.
Isn't that sad that we can just Google it now?
No, it's not, because it makes me feel somewhat smart at least.
Orange. Is there something that rhymes with orange?
A handful of words form half rhymes with orange using the latter half of the word, including hinge, cringe, impinge. But that doesn't really rhyme, though.
Doesn't rhyme.
Like if I had Eminem in front of me, he's like, yo, dog, this orange is off the hinge. I'd be like, that was a terrible rhyme, Eminem.
Yeah, that's a terrible rhyme.
You've lost a step, son.
You lost this rap battle.
Now, okay. However, sporange, the botanical structure that creates spores in an existing word that forms a near perfect rhyme with orange.
So sporange.
Sporange. That sounds like a made up word. I feel like someone just made up sporange. So we had something to rhyme with orange. I think that's the only reason. Like, guys,
is orange the only word that has nothing that rhymes with it? Or are there other words?
I think there's one other one that has stuff that doesn't rhyme. But I can't think of it. And I don't want to Google it.
Interesting. Is that the only question we had on Facebook?
No, there was another one. It's not a real question. But Mark, his stupid question was, if you choke a Smurf, what color does it turn? That's not a stupid question. All right, Mark.
Like a deep midnight blue?
That's a deep, deep midnight blue.
You know?
It's a good question.
Certain shade of blue.
Yeah. That's all we got. That's it. Apparently, no one has stupid questions. No one has stupid questions, all right? And they're too afraid to admit it. We all know you all got stupid questions out there, okay?
Maybe we should have just Googled stupid questions.
Should we do that real quick? Stupid questions.
What's the stupidest question?
Never asked.
93 funny stupid questions.
Get the top two. See what they are.
What are three things you could buy at a grocery store to make the cashier give you a weird look? That's not a stupid question.
No.
One time at a grocery store, I bought lube, handcuffs, and roses. That's a legit thing.
Really? This is from you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You bought one?
I bought lube, handcuffs, and roses, but the handcuffs were little toy handcuffs. So it was when I was living in California, and my girlfriend...
You just put your head down at the counter at that point. Do you not make eye contact?
There was no good way to do it. So it was when I was living in California, going to broadcasting school, and my girlfriend came to visit me from Illinois, and so obviously I wanted to prep, but all they had was like the little toy handcuffs, you know, like the little police set.
They didn't have any handcuffs, so I got a finger trap. It's kind of the same thing, right?
You want to ruin a night?
It's not really sexual, but
you want to ruin a night? You put your girlfriend in a
finger
trap.
Real quick.
All right, I'm not kidding. Get me out of these things.
The same.
Get me out of these things. Why you got you pushed in too far. You got it too tight. We're going to have to cut it.
Oh, man.
We're going to have to
cut
it.
I've had the cold sweats before with my fingers trapped into those.
God. You know what? Honestly, even as an adult now, I don't think I would risk it because I would get stuck for quite a while.
If you go too far, there's no room to go further to get it out.
Then what you got to do is you got to pull it and you got to cut it.
Yeah.
I think my mom had to cut like 9 finger traps off as a child. Had to.
Take me back to the bowling alley. I want another finger trap.
Like even at the bowling alley, though, when you're going through, like you got your tickets, you have that one, and you get PTSD from that one finger trap experience. Even though you got just enough tickets left. It almost killed me. You got just enough tickets left, and you don't want them to go to waste. And look at that, finger trap, 10 tickets. Like, nah, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to risk it, man. It was terrifying last time.
You know.
Anyway, wasn't that one of the things he did in Saw? He put someone in a finger trap? I think so.
It's the worst torture ever.
It was the worst torture ever.
He can't get him out.
All right. I think we've wrung this out long enough. That's going to do it for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite. We'll be back.